My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, which means it's time for Tier Tuesday. If you're hearing this, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awake in 180, a once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way from work, minutes just away from proven weekly weight loss at awaken180weightloss.com. Time to get to the tiers, Keith.
Oh, let's tier them up. We are through 6 weeks of the NFL season, and basing it off of last week's, we will sort of start with this. Now, again, it's fluid. We can change the tiers mid-segment. But in honor of our guy Matt Lewenberg winning a 12-leg parlay.
12-leg parlay. For
three hams to win 4,800
bucks. Nine PS5s.
Yeah. Nine PS5s, 4,800 bucks. Nine PS5s.
Yes.
So the top tier is Matt's 12-leg parlay. I think it's very fitting.
That was a celebration earlier today.
Yes. followed by just a bit outside. That'd be the second tier down.
Yep.
Then we had rookie quarterbacks who play. So we can either keep it, get rid of it, alter it, but that's there for now.
Okay.
Frisky, teams that are frisky. Shooketh, teams that are a bit shooketh.
That tends to be a very crowded tier.
Yeah, it is.
The whole league, really.
There's a lot of shooketh teams.
As you shooketh.
Not bad enough. That's like, we suck, but there are teams that suck worse.
Yep.
And then we're going to go with the new entry for the bottom tier would be the Mayo Groan.
Ew.
That is the bottom. It's better than I even remember it.
Oh, man. That is just.
That is Gerard Mayo, like all of us when we sit down or stand up.
A lot of miles.
Ew.
So that is the last tier. That's the bottom tier. I am willing to add tiers, subtract tiers, whatever it is as we go.
Okay.
All
sounds
right.
Good. I like it.
All right, Billy, why don't you throw some teams at us?
AFC East, Buffalo Bills, 4-2.
All right, so to me, I know they won last night. I would put them in just a bit outside.
Yeah.
I don't, okay. You're not making an argument for the top
right
tier.
I think that's the right place.
Just a bit outside.
Because a week ago, we had them shooketh. And I think we can. They're
unshooketh now.
They can graduate from shooketh. Yeah. They're not frisky. I'm not ready to put them all the way up on the 12-leg parlay.
Oh, my God, no.
Not ready to do that. Just a bit outside for Buffalo. They haven't beaten any good teams yet. Or at least Super Bowl contending teams.
No.
If and when they do that, maybe they can get a graduation.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
2-3 Dolphins.
The Dolphins are, I think they were off this week, so they're probably just still shooketh, right?
Yeah, probably.
Or do you want to say not bad enough?
Where did we have them last week? I'm trying to see.
I thought we had
them on not bad enough. We did have them on not bad enough.
Oh, all right. Let's bump them down then.
You want to drop
play.
Them?
Guy,
yeah.
Pal,
trust me. You're not that guy.
So let's leave them there. Until Tua comes back, they could graduate real quick, but they're horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're even with Tyler Huntley and beating the Patriots, that's not a good team. So that's probably the right place.
Mm-hmm.
1-5 Patriots.
All right. I mean, they are the Mayo Groan, or would you create a separate tier just because of the Drake May hype? Would they be in like a confetti tier? There was two hosts at one point that shot confetti guns.
Yeah, very unprofessional.
When he played. It was.
Yeah. But so I like that because if you put them on rookie quarterbacks who play, that feels too high.
Brad, they're not there. He's not there yet. But
And if you leave them on the Mayo Grown where they probably deserve to be, I'd like to break out Drake May. I like a confetti tier. Yeah, let's give them their own tier. Confetti.
Confetti. Is that C-O-N-F-E-T-T-I?
C-O-N-F-E-T-T-I, yes.
All right, right. Confetti.
Now, where does that slot in, though? Is that above or below the Mayo Grown?
I think it's above Mayo Grown. I think Mayo Grown is just like, these are the trash bag, like, oh my God, like what a long season is going to be. There's a little...
Should it be below, though, because it's confetti, like, number one pick, confetti! Drake May, confetti!
So they're even worse than the Mayo Grown?
I mean, this team?
They did lose by 20.
They might be.
Yeah. All right, fine.
You tell me where you want to put it, but yeah. I like them on their own tier.
Confetti, the bottom tier.
Don't isolate. You tell me where you want to put it, by the way. But figure out where to slide that in.
You're going to be surprised.
Even worse.
All right, next one.
Jets 2-4.
All right, so they just added Devontae Adams, but that doesn't really count for this.
No.
Are they still shooketh? Because they were supposed to be better than they...
Last week, they were all break, no gas, I believe. They had their own tier
last week.
That's right.
They had their own tier because they fired their coach.
Shooketh is fine. Shooketh, they didn't look any better.
Shooketh.
Like, I thought it was going to be like a massive Breece Hall game. I guess he got utilized a lot more and had a better game, but it still didn't make a difference. So, yeah, I'd keep him shooketh.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
To the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens at 4-2.
So, you've been all over these guys. They got to be in Matt's 12-leg parlay.
Get them on that top tier.
Have to be.
They have to be. They've righted the ship. They've won 4 in a row.
That thunder and lightning backfield they have is insane.
It's real nice.
Lamar and Henry is one of the great combos.
We said this yesterday. Derrick Henry working out in Baltimore is like the biggest obvious moment of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I wasn't more in love with it when it happened.
He is. Yeah, he's a beast. Now, does he get any MVP love? They never give it to running backs.
I mean, love meaning like...
A little sniff.
Yeah, a little sniff.
A little MVP sniff.
Give him a little sniff, but will he win it? No. Will he even get like an actual vote? No.
What if he like breaks the record for touchdowns in a season?
No.
Still wouldn't get it.
No.
It's just a quarterback award.
No.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Bengals, 2-4.
So they just beat a bad Giants team, but they're off, although they only scored 17 points. Overall, the offense after that Patriots game has kind of snapped out of it. The defense is bad.
We've had them shooketh.
They're probably still shooketh.
I think
Or are they frisky? Do you talk them up to frisky, or do you say they're still just shooketh?
You know what? Let's talk them up to frisky.
I think, you're going up against Burrow and Chase and Higgins. That's kind of frisky.
They should be better than frisky, but let's talk them up to frisky, even though all they did was beat the Giants.
That's it.
Let's
chip it away.
Let's move them up.
All right, we're moving them up.
1-5 Browns.
All right, they are a Mayo Grown and then some. That is a trash bag team. And they keep, they're like, we're sticking with Deshaun Watson. It's like, good for you.
They have not broken 20 points, I don't believe, this year on offense.
Yeah, there's only team.
You see that meme?
What?
There's a meme of like these two like circles, right?
It's a Venn diagram.
It's a Venn diagram. So it's a Venn diagram.
Overlapping circles?
Yeah, but there's no overlap though, okay. Nick. It's just two circles. And one circle has every single logo of the other 31 teams. And it says, the question is, have you scored 20 points yet this season? It's every team. And it says, yes, of course we have. And then the other one, it's no, and it's just the Browns.
I had not seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Absolutely a Mayo Grown. I think they have one touchdown in their last like 29 drives, something like that. It's unbelievable.
They were like 0 for 25 or something on third downs.
Yeah.
Somebody had an Amari Cooper anytime touchdown last week at the Bozo.
Well, somebody's got to score on that team, you would think, but not necessarily the case.
Yeah,
no. Not
turns
good.
Out, no.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-2.
4-2.
I think they're back to frisky.
I think I'll give them frisky.
We demoted them for a week. I don't think we even should have. They should keep them frisky.
Yeah, they just got to win. I mean, they played a bad team, but still 4-2 is nothing to sneeze at.
All right, AFC South, Houston Texans, 5-1.
We had them last week on the top. Yeah, we had them there. That's where they belong. They belong on that top tier.
Matt's 12-leg parlay.
That is a Super Bowl contending Houston Texans team that did exactly what they should have done against the Pats. They dominated them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they should have done.
All right.
Indianapolis Colts at 3-3.
Flacco, 3-3.
I wish we could grade them with Flacco or without. No, with Flacco, they're absolutely frisky.
Yeah.
Like, with that's where they belong with Joe Flacco. If it's Anthony Richardson, we'll have to evaluate.
They got to smarten up, though. Like, if they keep winning some of these games, they just want a division game with Flacco.
I think they're going back to
me
Richardson.
Too. I think they're going to, but
he'll be hurt.
Okay, they'll go back to Richardson, and then maybe they lose two games, and then Flacco will maybe get back in.
Or he'll get hurt. He's gotten hurt in every game he's ever played.
For the time being, they're Flacco and Frisky. That's what they are. They should be. That's what they should be. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Back-to-back text when talking about the Patriots. Confetti should be above the Mayo Groan. And then the other one was the Patriots are absolute trash. they kind of break even there. All right.
I like the
absolute.
I
all
like
caps,
for one
way.
Week we get confetti for Drake May for 1 week. Then yeah. They can go back to being in the bottom.
No, but they're. Are you putting them above the Mayo Groan or below?
Do you have
them above the Browns? If the Browns are in the Mayo Groan, we got to go back.
If the Patriots play the Browns.
Who do you got and why?
Probably the Browns.
You got the Browns?
I think I might.
6-3. Oh, by the way, I got a text from a buddy when we were going through all of the additions that Elliot Wolf made and how they're all horrible. He said, and I think he's serious, and I agree with him, Joey Sly is the best free agent acquisition.
That's a good point.
Joey Sly.
That's a good point. Get him on the list.
Yikes.
Okay,
all right, keep going.
So we have them where do we
Colts we put in Frisky.
Yes. Oh yes, yeah, Frisky. Yeah. Yep, correct.
1-5 Jaguars.
They're Mayo Grove.
Yeah,
they are lot on the line this Sunday in London.
A lot on the line.
Yeah, you can either move up or down to the confetti tier, depending on where it is.
Well, like Doug Peterson might lose his job. They might go to Mac Jones. Like all these things are in play for them. Obviously, obviously, if the Patriots lose that game, you're in the driver's seat for the number one
pick. Catbird seat.
Yep. That's true. Catbird seat. Mayo Groan for sure.
I know.
Don't go anywhere, by the way, Gerard.
Tennessee Titans at 1-4.
Yeah, you can stay.
They
right
are
there.
Awful. What a bad division. I mean, the Texans are far and away the best.
I think this is why Jacksonville still has, like, not a high win total, but a higher win total than you'd think in Vegas, 6.5. Because
Tennessee, Jacksonville, Indy?
Right, somebody's playing Tennessee, you're playing Indy. Like, it's a bad, bad division. That's another thing that beefs up Houston a little bit.
Yep.
Even if it artificially inflates it. But, yeah, that's bottom tier for sure.
To the AFC West, the Denver Broncos at 3-3.
So they were in quarterbacks who play. Mm-hmm. They just lost. The score was actually not as it wasn't as close as the score to the Chargers. Bo Pix did not look good. It was hard to believe he was back on Sunday.
He was back to Bo Pix.
Are they frisky? Are they shooketh? Do we want to do
shooketh?
Are we keeping the quarterbacks who play?
Do we want to do quarterbacks who play?
It's starting to get scattered now.
Well, now there's Spencer Rattler.
Right. Yeah, where are we?
And they're not good.
No.
Maybe we blow up rookie quarterbacks to play because now there's five of them.
Let's do it. We gave Drake May his own tier for confetti.
Yeah.
I think that's a frisky Denver Broncos team.
I think that's what I think. Now, their defense has come back down to earth the last couple of weeks. But
it has. They lost Surtain.
Surtain left in the first
They
quarter.
Lost him early in that game.
That's right.
To me, that's significant.
Is he out for a while?
Well, I don't know if there was a concussion, and they play on Thursday Night Football, so I don't know if they're going to have him back this week. It's them and the Saints. It's going to be
such a bad Thursday Night Football game.
I would say they're frisky.
All right. I'll put them in frisky.
Nice.
5-0 Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, they got to be up there at the top.
Have to be on the 12-leg parlay.
Yep.
At least until they lose.
2-4 Raiders.
Would you go Mayo Groan or would you go not bad enough?
I'm ready to downgrade them to Mayo Groan, yes.
They went with Aiden O'Connell.
No, Devontae Adams.
Worse than Minshew. Oh, right. And he hasn't been playing, but they just traded Adams. So, yeah, they're at the bottom of the barrel.
No, that is they get downgraded from not bad enough to Mayo Groan,
which is still ahead
is
of
Max
confetti.
Crosby shoving coaches?
Was he?
I saw a video of him like shoving one of his coaches when he's coming off the field. And he's like, "Oh no, we're good. I love him."
Yeah. Oh, sure. Aaron Rodgers did that. Next thing you know, guy's out of town.
That worked out well for Robert Saleh.
Yeah, I don't think the Antonio Pierce experiment is going as well as Antonio Pierce thought it was going
to
go.
Their win total all the way down to 6.5, so not good. Who do we have left?
Last one in the AFC is the Chargers at 3-2.
They gotta be frisky. I think they're frisky.
You don't want to go to just a bit outside. I don't. I'm just wondering.
I like them more than you. I think
frisky's
they're a playoff
the right
team.
Place. Yeah.
But I'd keep them frisky. They belong with Bengals, Steelers, Colts, Broncos.
And they just play a brand of football where I feel like you don't take them seriously against good teams.
No.
All they do is run and play defense.
Like
and
J.K. Dobbins?
Herbert throws less for less than 200. He looks like Brissett.
His receivers are probably worse than the Patriots.
It might be. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'll keep them frisky. That's right. Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To the NFC East, the Cowboys, 3-3.
I'll follow your lead on this. I never know what to do with the Cowboys and Eagles. I never know what to do.
So I think they're
no.
I think I got to go shooketh. I think they're still shooketh until they start to dip below 500. Then I'll move them down. But right now, I think
Jerry
they're
Jones
shooketh.
Threatening radio hosts.
So we're going to do that coming up at Kiefer Madness today at 12:45. Jerry Jones had his weekly radio appearance, and it got a little testy.
Do you think they're a playoff team?
Beginning of the season, yes. As of
right now,
week through week six, no.
Vegas went to 8.5. So Vegas also feels like they are not a playoff team. Yeah,
in the NFC, I think there might be a little bit of surprises because the NFC North is nasty.
Yeah.
So I would say they're shooketh.
I would say
shooketh.
I think that's the right place for them. The bye week comes at a good time for them.
Yeah.
Although you would have thought the same thing for Philly a week ago, who I know we'll get to. But
they just lost
47-9
at home.
Not good.
No.
Giants at 2-4.
So they're horrible. Are they Mayo grown?
I can't. No.
You know you like them more than that?
I am kind of starting to think they're frisky.
Frisky the Giants?
They just played the Bengals tough. We got the Bengals on the frisky tier.
Patriots beat the Bengals.
I understand. Well, you're the one who wanted to put the Bengals up on the frisky tier.
Did I?
Yes.
Joe Burrow could spin it.
Yeah,
I like Joe Burrow.
Where do you want to put the Giants? You want to put them on not bad enough or Mayo?
So the Giants.
Definitely not Mayo grown. They're better than that.
The last four games.
I think their defense is good.
They lost to the Bengals. They did beat Seattle. They lost to Dallas the week before that. They beat Cleveland. So their wins are against Cleveland and Seattle.
Okay, but they played. But their two losses were close.
Yeah,
that's what a frisky team does.
Man.
If you want to go,
no,
that's
fine.
Wanna,
I don't have a strong enough opinion.
If you want to go,
New York
Giants. Bad enough. I'm fine. Not bad enough is fine.
No, I'll put them.
It's not Mayo grown. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They're not a bottom tier. They're definitely not a bottom tier.
Let's go not bad enough.
Okay. You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Just remember.
Quarterback sucks.
Just remember. They win a couple of games. They're to the frisky tier.
We'll bump them up.
Okay.
All right.
Philadelphia Eagles, 3-2.
They got to be shooketh still. They barely beat the Browns, and their coach is yelling at the fans. He's squawking at the fans
home. Let me ask you the same question I asked you about Dallas. Do you think they're a playoff team?
Yeah, I believe more in Philly
than too.
I do in Dallas, but it doesn't mean they're not shooketh right now. I think their coach is the definition of shooketh right now.
Yeah, he might be
shooketh.
Okay, we'll keep him shooketh. I would consider bumping them up too to just a bit outside, but okay, shooketh.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team. That we have a smart football team here, and I know we have the people in place to do that. The first part of that,
what?
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do. We're gonna
hire Matt.
We're gonna have systems in place.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it.
Are easier to learn.
All right. That guy. My God. Okay.
Washington Commanders 4-2.
So they just lost, but they lost to one of the teams that we have in the top tier, the old 12-leg parlay. So would they be just a bit outside?
I think so. Where did we have them?
We had rookie quarterbacks to play last week.
Oh, right. I like just a bit outside for
them. I think that's where they're at.
They
4-2, right?
Yep. And again, 9.5 win total sounds like a playoff team to me. So, yeah, just a bit outside.
I like it.
NFC North, Chicago Bears, 4-2.
Frisky?
At least.
You got them higher than that?
I mean,
they should be Jacksonville.
Okay. Their defense looks legit and has looked legit.
Caleb
They've won
Williams,
three in a row.
Caleb Williams
figuring it out. I would consider just a bit outside, but if you want to go frisky for
you
now,
you know what?
I'll throw them
up there.
Okay.
You know why? Because I think there's a good exercise here. Keep going, Bill.
All right, Lions 4-1.
I think you got to put Lions now in the 12 leg.
Yeah, great. I'm in. I thought you were going to say good.
No, I'm telling you, I am all in on the NFC North. The Norris. I think they're all in. Okay. I love them.
I like the Lions up there. I'm a believer.
4-2 Packers.
Packers. I'm going to go just a bit outside.
Just
still.
A bit out, yeah.
I'm still waiting on them. Something's a little off with them.
Not 12 legs yet.
Just a bit outside.
They can graduate. They can absolutely graduate, but they're just
a
bit outside.
Oh, yeah, they can.
5-0 Vikings.
Vikings didn't play last week. They were in the top tier the week before. They got to stay up there.
Leave them there, but I'll be honest. I don't fully believe. I think they deserve to be there, but I don't fully believe in them.
But this is. But I think right now they're.
You have to keep
perfect record.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still Sam Darnold, but.
To the NFC South, Atlanta Falcons, 4-2.
I like just a bit outside.
Okay.
They're better than Frisky.
Okay. All right, better than Frisky.
Just a bit outside.
They only beat Carolina, but they're 4-2. They're playing well. They've beaten the next team on the list.
Yeah.
So, I would have them there.
1-5 Carolina Panthers.
That is not the next team on the list. My mistake.
Billy's going to keep you guessing.
They are
a Mayo Grove.
Absolutely Mayo Grove team. It was fun for Andy Dalton for 1 week, but that's where they belong,
2-4 Saints.
So...
Yeah, they
would agree.
They might be there.
Falling fast.
Especially with Spencer Rattler in the meantime. One good quarter.
Losses.
Yeah, they deserve the Mayo Grown tier.
Yep.
4-2 Bucks.
So I like the Bucks. I know they lost the head-to-head with the Falcons.
Put them just a bit outside.
Okay,
just
I think they are.
Just a bit outside. Did
Baker Mayfield threw, four touchdowns last week?
Yeah, four touchdowns, three picks, got hurt, played through it. No, but I'm saying,
Godwin looks good again.
It's unbelievable what he's turned into.
Yeah.
He was a great quarterback. On the scrap heap. The Rams let him go a couple of years ago. And look at him now.
Sean McVay turned his career around.
He did.
That's what he says.
To the West, Arizona Cardinals, 2-4.
They might be not bad enough.
That's right.
Because they're not going to get a great, great pick. And every once in a while, Kyler Murray will fly. I know Harrison got
frisky.
Hurt.
They don't deserve to be frisky.
No, they're
anymore.
Not.
That's not a frisky team.
No,
not that guy, pal. Trust me.
That's a dying
not
team.
Not that guy.
Not right. bad enough. Yeah.
All right, all right,
yeah.
All right.
1-4 LA Rams.
The LA Rams.
Mayo grown. They suck.
They do suck.
Florio floated the idea they could trade Stafford. Stafford's like a trade candidate in the middle of the
Where's
season.
Where's he going?
I don't know. Who's a good team that needs a quarterback? There can't be a lot of those.
Send him to the Giants. Daniel Jones stinks.
If he went to the Giants.
Oh.
The team that I already think is a frisky Giants team. Like where
I don't think
Stafford...
any of the teams don't need a quarterback at this point.
Yeah, it's
all
true.
The time. I mean, because Sam Darnold is already he's doing well. Like on paper, you'd say Sam Darnold, but I think they're just going to keep
Miami
him.
If Tua doesn't come back.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the good fit would be, but could he get shopped around? Pittsburgh still kind of needs a quarterback.
They have two. talking about
that's true. But right now, Mayo Grove.
All right,
okay, San Fran 3-3.
I don't like San Fran. Or there's something off about San Fran. I'm not ruling them out for the season. So they're 3-3.
But don't
they
don't...
did just beat. Seattle.
Yeah, don't you feel like
they lost to the Cardinals?
Wagon. Okay, but don't you feel
they were into cranking?
What was
wagon.
That again?
They're cranking wagon.
Don't, I feel like they seem to me like they started to figure some stuff out in that Seattle game.
Okay,
so it's weird to put them in the frisky tier. They're not frisky, but I kind of think that they're not just a bit outside.
I'm shooketh.
I'm not shooketh
you
anymore.
Shooketh?
I'm less shooketh.
The frisky doesn't really make sense for them.
Shooketh?
Yeah, I think they're shooketh.
Keep them shooketh.
I think they're still shooketh. It makes sense. I mean, the tier that they're on, Jets, Cowboys, Eagles, Niners.
Right tier.
I think it makes sense.
Okay.
Yep.
And then what's the last team?
Last one is the 3-3 Seahawks.
I'm shooketh.
See,
they've lost three in a row. So they started 3-0.
Yeah.
They've lost three in a row. Shooketh makes sense. I'd go frisky with them. They've been competitive. They were even frisky against the Niners in that game.
All right. So who did they just lost to? Who's the other team they just lost to, though?
The Lions.
And the Giants. They lost to the Giants.
Lions, Giants, and whoever played.
So their wins are against Denver and Bo Nix's debut.
Uh-huh. Pats.
Patriots, Dolphins.
Not great.
No.
Okay.
They got blown out by Detroit. They lost by 9 to New York, and they lost by 12 to San Fran. They got Atlanta this week. Frisky?
I'm saying Frisky. Frisky.
Jeepers.
Frisky.
All right, fine. Put them in frisky.
Nice.
All right, so what we have is we ended up with just 7 tiers this week. Matt's 12-leg parlay is the Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings.
Okay, good. A little crowded, but good.
Yep, just a bit outside. Bills, Commanders, Bears, Packers, Falcons, Bucks.
Okay.
So the NFC is pretty good. The NFC, and it's teams that you didn't expect necessarily.
That's true.
Frisky, Bengals, Steelers, Colts, Broncos, Chargers, Seahawks.
Okay.
Shooketh. Jets, Cowboys, Eagles, Niners.
That's a good tier. Yeah.
Not bad enough. Dolphins, Giants, Cardinals.
Small tier.
Smaller tier for not bad
enough. Yeah, because there's a lot of gross teams.
Mayo grown. Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Panthers, Saints, Rams.
Wow.
Confetti, Patriots. There you go. There's your week 6 tier Tuesday.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.